Good morning. It is good to be here with you all today. Why don't we pray and then read our Bibles together. God, we come to you and we thank you because you are good and because you love us. Thank you, God, because when we take the Lord's Supper together, we remember your love. And then when we open this book, we remember your love because you've spoken to us. And every time we read this, you continue to speak. So God, as we read this together today, would you speak to us? Would your Spirit touch our hearts and draw us to you? Would you transform us? We ask that you would do this in the name of Jesus. Amen. So flip over to Colossians chapter 3. We're making our way through, some would say slowly, I'm one of those, through the book of Colossians, little by little, traipsing through it, and we've gotten to a part of the book where Paul is talking about what is a Christian, what is God's child supposed to be like on the inside? If you're saved by Jesus, and if you're part of God's family, what does that look like? What does that look like in your life and as a person and how you treat other people and who you are? And today, the idea in the verse that we're going to look at is transformative. Every week when I know the verse that's coming, I start reading it and thinking about it and meditating on it, praying through it, and inevitably God will put things in my life that will make me kind of live through that verse. And so this week I've been trying to put the verse that we're going to read together into practice, and confession, not done a good job of it, but the times when I've done it and it's been part of what I've done this week, totally transformed the way I feel, how I react to stuff in that moment, who I am in that moment was totally changed. So I know from a tiny little bit of firsthand experience that what we're going to look at today is transformative. It's a very, very powerful concept. So go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, and we'll read the whole verse, but if you were here last week, you know that we don't get to talk about the whole verse. That would be just way too much. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called. And now our text for today, in one body, and be thankful. And be thankful. That's it. You say, that's three words. And that's if you're generous and you throw in the and. That's not even really part of it. So it's like two words. That's not a text for a sermon. That's like be thankful. Check. Got that. I'll say thank you a little bit more. That's not a sermon. That's not even really a Bible study. That's not a whole campfire. If you're at camp, you know, and you just sung the song where you hold the hands, you know, and everything, and then you do this. No, that's not even a little Bible. That's like maybe a Facebook. What are the Facebook memes? I'm not big into that world. I'm getting old, I guess. That little Facebook thing where you know has a funny expression on it and the person, and it's like, be thankful. That's about as much as this little expression should get, right? And the reason we think that this isn't something to dwell on and to meditate on, especially on a Sunday for a whole sermon, is because I think we take for granted that, well, I'm pretty thankful, aren't I? You're pretty thankful, right? We think that we're pretty thankful people. We look at ourselves and say, I'm not an ungrateful person. I could be more grateful a little bit, but I'm pretty grateful. I'm a pretty grateful person. I know people who are ungrateful. Don't like them. I'm not one of them. So let's just kind of skip over this one. But the truth of the matter is, we're not very grateful. And I can say that blanketly without even knowing some of y'all. I can say we're not very grateful. And let me give you some examples of why we're not very grateful. So we tend to not be very grateful. Number one, because we complain a lot. And again, I speak blanketly. And if you say you don't know me, I don't. But it doesn't matter. We complain a ton. And complaining is not being grateful. And we complain a whole bunch. We see what we don't have. We see the glass half empty, right? I see what I don't have. I see the lack of money or happiness or people or whatever would make me happier in this moment. I see the lack of that. And then I talk about it. I comment on it to anybody who's listening. And if no one will listen to me, I comment on it to myself. And thank goodness for social media, because I can comment on it to everybody. I can tell everybody what I'm not happy about, what I don't have, and how much better my life would be if I had that thing. So when I lived in Honduras for a few years. I was in a little village and helping with another guy. We were starting a church in this little village. And during that time there's good things I can tell you about it, but I developed complaining habits, or maybe just extended existing complaining habits. And if you knew me during that time, you would know that one of the things, maybe the biggest thing that I talked about, and it was in a complaining way all the time, was the water. Not that you couldn't drink it. I was a tough 19 or 20-year-old. I could drink anything, and I did, and I had these related side effects from that for a little while, and then I got over it because I was tough, and I drank from the tap. I was a real man. Little intelligence lacking person. But anyway, it wasn't the cleanliness of the water that I complained about. I bragged about that. I complained about every time it would rain. See, I'm doing it again. Every time it would rain, like today, nice little rain, and you're sleeping. It's like, oh, it's beautiful. And then you know, oh, not going to be any water tomorrow, because our water came from a stream from the mountains. See how ridiculous this is. A little village was literally nestled between the beach, like on the beach, and the mountains. It was the most incredible place in the world. But every time it would rain, water, river in the mountains, little tiny PVC pipe would come down from the river way upstream to a big, like, swimming pool thing that would be filled up for the town's water supply. Well, that little PVC pipe, whenever it would rain and it was, you know, strung through the jungle, literally, and to the river up there, it would get washed away. And so then we wouldn't have water until the guy who was in charge of it would go up the mountain, hook it back up. And sometimes that would be days. I complained a lot about not having water, because just think about it. No water, just abruptly, no water for days. Think of all the things you do with water, right? Okay. It was horrible, and I complained about it all the time. And when there was water, that a lot of times you'd turn it on, there'd be like a little trickle. It wasn't enough. It was just always something. We see what we don't have, whatever it is. And you know why I chose something from that far back in my life? Because I was embarrassed to tell you what I complain about today. So, whatever it is, we all have stuff. And then when we complain about the stuff that we don't have, how happy does that make us? How much does that just make us smile on the inside and outside? And I am so glad to be alive. No, it kills our joy, and it makes us just miserable. You know, I'm miserable because I don't have this stuff. Yeah, and because I complain about it all the time. I make myself miserable. Another reason why we're not very grateful is because, being grateful is not having everything, having enough, having everything you think you would need, and then being content when you have what you think you need. Being grateful is not being discontent and not being unhappy with what you have. And again, we want to have more. We always want to have more. And I have this thing in my mind where I say, I'll be content when I get to this, whatever it is, this place in life, job, education, family, kids, whatever it is, when I have this, when I do this, when I accomplish this, then I'll be content and I'll be happy. But I always want more, and so I'm never content, and it's never good enough, and I'm never quite as grateful as this verse might lead me to believe that I should be, because, well, I'm never quite there yet. I don't have enough to be grateful for. When I was in Honduras with the water, even when there was water, it was cold. Could you imagine that? There was one water knob on the wall in the shower. So you're standing in the shower and there's one knob, and guess what came out when you turned it? Cold water all the time. There was always something to complain about. It was a constant stream of complaints. It was always wanted more. And you know what else being grateful is? It's not taking credit. Being grateful is not taking credit for when good things do happen. See, not being content and complaining is what we do when we don't have what we think we should have or what we want to be happy. The other side of that is when I get what I want, when I accomplish something, when I get something good, when something good happens to me in life, I tend to take the credit for it. I say, look at that. That happened because I'm a little bit smarter than you. And I don't think that, but we all think that. But anyway, I'm a little bit smarter than you. I'm a little bit better than you. I had some foresight that if I wouldn't have had, that wouldn't have happened. But I did, and so it did. And I kind of made that happen. I mean, I know God makes everything happen. But I had a lot to do with that happening. I get a lot of credit for that. Good things happen, and so then I look at myself and say, good job, you did. That's not gratefulness, that's pridefulness, and in ourselves, it makes us feel good, but when we see that in other people, isn't it kind of a little bit repugnant? You know, when something good happens to somebody, or they accomplish something, and their first reaction is, I did good, look at me. Don't wait for you to say that, but they say that. Isn't that just like, oh, now I don't even want to compliment you. Now I don't even want to say good job. I want to like tear you down a little bit because you think that you did that, and you kind of did, but you take all the credit for it. So there was this one time, last mention of the water in Honduras, but I could go on for days about it. But anyway, last time I'll mention it today. So talking about taking credit for stuff and not being grateful when good stuff happens. So there was a time when the water was out for 2 weeks. Again, it was a long complaint-filled 2 weeks. Finally, I said, if you're not going to, like, you know, he wouldn't go up the mountain to fix it. And I was like, that's your job. You get paid to do it. But he wouldn't do it. So I got some of the guys in the village, and I was like, let's go up the mountain to the jungle, and the gringo will take the pipe on his back, and he will go fix the water. And I did, with help. But I don't, you know, really mention that part when I tell a story, because I did it. I took the pipe up the mountain and fixed the water supply, and there was water in the whole village because I fixed it. And so then we had water, and so I didn't complain. I took the credit, and to this day, I love telling that story because I look really good in that story. I traipsed through the jungle and fixed the water for the whole village. That's not being grateful either. Complaining, not being content, taking credit, that's not none of that is being grateful, but that's how we react to bad stuff. We're not content, and we complain, and that's how we react to good stuff. We tend to take the credit for it. We don't default into being grateful. We're not grateful. So then this huge transforming idea comes along, this idea that can transform us from being prideful, credit-taking, kind of repugnant people, prefer being complaining, miserable, happiness-sucking out of our own lives people, that can transform us into actually being humble and happy and content the way that you would think. I think that's probably how God's children should be. So let's read the verse again, verse 15, just the end. And be thankful. The transforming idea in this verse is that God's children are to be thankful, and it's a command. So look at the verb tense, be. That's command language. It's you be thankful. It's not an option. It's not maybe I should. My life would be better. It's no, my father says be thankful. This is how my children are to be thankful. Look at what's good and say thank you for it. Be a person who does that. And look at what he says. He says, be. He doesn't say, give thanks. It was like the middle of the week when that dawned on me. Because I was thinking, you know, this is a sermon about saying thank you. It's not. This is a sermon about us being different. Us being thankful people. That's what this is. That's what this text is about. It's not about me. Listen, this will happen, but this verse is not about me saying thank you more. It's about me being on the inside a person who is thankful, who has changed from the inside to where my character is. I'm not a complainer. I'm a thankful person. It marks who I am on the inside. And he says, be thankful. And out of that, yes, if I'm thankful, if I am a thankful person, what is a thankful person? A thankful person is someone who gives thanks, right? But that starts by how you look at life. So this is why it's a be thing, not a do thing. Not just, okay, I got to say thank you. No, it's a be a person who sees what you have, not just what you don't have. Be a person whose default isn't to complain, who bites their tongues. It says, do not complain, do not complain. There's a verse of Philippians 2 about that, right? Look for it this afternoon. There's a command to not complain. So there's a person who bites their tongue and says, I'm God's child, I won't complain. And I'm not going to take credit for, I'm not going to say I did it. I'm not going to be a person who takes credit for what happens to me in my life. That's not who I'm going to be. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to take credit. I'm going to be thankful. I'm going to be inclined towards being thankful, to seeing what I have and saying thank you, and being thankful and saying thank you to whoever produced that, to another person or to God, to always thanking. That's how it ends up. I'm seeing what I have and I'm thanking God. And if you raise your hand now and say, but why does Paul say in this letter, be thankful? Why do I have to be that person? You don't get it. You don't know what my life is. You don't know the stuff that's happened to me, what I've gone through, what I'm going through right now. I have a right to be thankful. If you would have come to me and said, there was no water coming out of the faucet, and there hadn't been for 3 days, and I didn't know when there was going to be water coming out of the faucet, and say, you need to be thankful, I would have said, well, yeah, but not yet. This is not the moment. Why do I have to be thankful right now? And then why do I have to be thankful when things are not going well in my life? And when we look around, there's always stuff that's not going well in our life, which is why we tend to not be thankful. We're thankful because of what God has given us in life. Because when we look at what we have, we realize quickly, I have so much more than I deserve. I'm very blessed. I have so much more. I'm breathing air that's given to me by the King of the universe who I've rebelled against and tried. And to this day, I wake up and there's some part of me that wants to be my own king of my own life and my own ruler. And I want to take his place in my heart. And he gives me air to breathe. And he gives me delicious food and coffee and water. And he gives me a family. And he gives me things that I can enjoy. And he gives me an incredible life. And I don't deserve any of that. And that's stuff that he gives everybody, not even his children. And then on top of that, this whole passage is nestled in this context of, look at verse 12. But then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, put on then. And I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Put on then. And then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved. And then look at verse 15, the verse we're in. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. It's nestled in this context of you're God's children. You're part of God's family. You've been saved by the King of the universe. Everything that's come before in the previous two chapters, this is why you're supposed to be thankful. This is why we're to be thankful, because we don't just get the stuff that everybody else gets from God, which is way more than we deserve. We also are his children, and he loves us, and he's poured his acceptance and his approval and his compassion and his forgiveness on us. We've received his grace. That's incredible. We're saved from his wrath, and we're adopted into his family, and we're covered with the perfection of his Son. That is so much more than we deserve. He not only lets us live right now and enjoy this life, but he makes us his children. That's incredible. And when I've received that, that's a new perspective. It changes how I look at the whole rest of my life. It changes how I look at something as piddly as there's not water coming out of the faucet today. I'm God's child, and I'm breathing his air, and I'm going to live in his city forever with him. That's incredible. I have so much more than I deserve. That's why I'm to be thankful. That's why no matter what is going on in your life today, and I know I'm in a room with this many people in it, I know there are some horrible things happening in some of your lives in this very moment, and I can say confidently, in spite of knowing that we are to be thankful, because God has given us so much more than we deserve. And so if you say, well, okay, I get why, but when do I have to be thankful? Like how much do I have to, the waiter brings the food to the table, I should say thank you at that moment, but how much and when and how much do I have to be thankful? When do I have to be thankful? I can't always be thankful. I can't, maybe when I have more, and this is where we got tripped up last week with the whole don't worry about anything part. I won't worry when things aren't as stressful as they are right now. Then I won't worry. Same thing here. I'll be thankful when more good stuff happens. Like when that thing happens that I've been waiting for, and I get the promotion and I graduate and this happens and this person is nicer to me and I'm able to buy this, and then I'll be thankful. When that happens, I'll be thankful. And this is no, don't be thankful when good stuff happens. Be thankful. Implied, always. If I am a thankful person, if that's just who I am, there's an always implied to that. It's not give thanks when really good stuff happens. You know, at Christmas time, I'll give thanks because I got the thing that I wanted. No, it's always be thankful. That's when we're supposed to be thankful. We're supposed to always be thankful. And so if we get to the end of this text and we say, okay, how do we make that practical? How do I be thankful always? What does that look like? And it might be an easy application to say, well, I guess I should probably try to, you know, think more positively. I should try to just kind of make a mental effort and say, I'm going to, power of positive thinking, I'll be more thankful if I focus on the good stuff and if I'm happy and if I make myself be happier and, you know, more positive. It's maybe ignore bad stuff and just only see good stuff and think positive thoughts, and then I'll be thankful. And that's not... There's nothing in this text that would lead us to try to be more positive people as a way to be thankful. No, the way that we become thankful, it's in who we're supposed to be. You're thankful when you give thanks. We're supposed to be people who give thanks, who look around us and see what's good and say thank you. To say thank you for it to other people and to God and people who are always inside of us saying thank you. And especially at moments when stuff that is bad happens and I'm not happy because I'm running behind, or this is happening and this happened, I hadn't planned on it. And how do I be thankful in this moment? No, it's not by in that moment dwelling on the negative. It's in that moment saying, what has God given me right now that I could be thankful for? And then saying in your mind, thank you for this. And then thank you for this other thing. And thank you for this other thing. And all of a sudden, our prayer becomes a thank you prayer. A thank you for this. And thank you for this. And thank you for this. And we're always in our minds saying thank you to God. And we're people who the word thank you comes out of our mouth rapidly. That's how we become thankful people, by giving thanks. So, at the beginning, we thought about what it's like when we complain and when we're not content with what we have, and when we take credit for the good stuff. Now, flip that, and now imagine what it would be like if for a week, in every moment, you were just always saying thank you in your mind to God or with your mouth to someone else, and you were just always thanking, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Can you imagine the happiness that would start building up in your heart? Because thankful people, people who not just say thank you, but they're thankful, and because of that, they say thank you, and because they are thankful with their mouths and in their minds to God, they become thankful. Thankful people are happy people. Thankful people are people who see what they have, and yeah, it turns into thinking positively, but that's not where it starts, because when I say thank you to God for what He's given me, and when I'm in moments, even when I'm stressed out, and when I'm not feeling good, and when there's stuff that I could complain about, which is kind of every moment, right? When I say thank you to God for the stuff that He's given me and the stuff that I don't deserve in that moment, and there's a ton of that too, I become more thankful, and because I'm thinking about the good stuff that I have, and so my mind becomes so much more positive, and I become so much more happy, and I become transformed, and I become a person who isn't just saying thank you to God, but I am a grateful person because of everything that I'm seeing that God has given me, because I'm saying thank you to my Creator for what He's given me. It completely takes away that voice that says I need more to be happy. When I'm thankful, when I'm thanking for what I have, it takes away. There's nothing that makes me bite my tongue when I'm complaining as much as saying thank you for this, and thank you for this, and thank you that you've given me this. There's nothing that smashes my pride when good stuff happens. Instead of me saying, look at what I did, saying, thank you, you did that, you made that happen, thank you. There's nothing that makes me be happy and humble than being thankful. And when we become thankful people, even our prayers change. Because if you notice, a lot of times, I don't know you, me, a lot of times when I pray, it's a list of stuff I want done. Even if it's, you know, like not just selfish stuff, it's I want, would you save that person? Would you do this? And would you help this person? Would you transform this heart? And would you make me love you more? And good stuff, right? And would you make this happen at work? And would you, yeah, good stuff, stuff we should pray. But it's a list of please do all this. And where are the, if you look at the Psalms, there's petitions and there's lament and there's thankfulness. There's thank you so much for this. Where is that in my prayers? When I start thanking God as I go through my day, instead of complaining, instead of seeing what I don't have, instead of taking credit for the good stuff that happens, when I just say thank you so much more to Him, then when I pray, thankfulness comes out of me when I pray as well. And our prayers are transformed from simply being a list of give me all this to thank you for everything you've given me. And please, I'm asking, I'm begging for this as well. So what do we do? Well, the application is in the verse. We should live as thankful people who are always giving thanks. And if you've heard this morning and you say, okay, the big reason that you heard in the middle when you said that the big reason that I should be a thankful person is because if I'm God's child, then I have everything, and he is my father. The King of the universe is my father. That's, and if you heard that and you said, but I don't know if I'm God's child. I've never made my own decision to give myself to Jesus, to repent and be baptized, to tell Him, I'm going to accept you be my Savior and Lord. I'm going to kneel before you and give you control of. I'm going to stop being my own boss and the own little God of my own little world. If you've never done that, then this text is an invitation to you. It's an invitation to receive the greatest blessing that you can from God. It's an invitation to receive the thing that Paul in this letter is talking about on both sides of this, which is become God's child. Receive something from God for which you can be eternally thankful. Something that as you become God's child, His Spirit will live in you and He will make you thankful. He will push out the complaining and He will bring in thankfulness. Become God's child and receive the blessing. And you do that by giving yourself to Him, by repenting, by being baptized, and by bending the knee and making Jesus your Lord. And in this community, when you're ready to make that decision, tell someone. You can repent, you can be baptized, you can become God's child. And if you are a Christian, then I don't even need to say the application. We're to live as grateful people in every moment. And so here's what I found this week that was the hardest thing to do, but the easiest way to remember that is when I start feeling stressed or worried, what the verse talks about before this, or when I start feeling complaint inside of me. Maybe I won't say it because I know that's sinful, but I feel, you know, in your head, you're complaining about something. When I feel that, when I hear that inside of my mind, try to, in that moment, say, stop that voice, stop thinking about that, and in that moment say, what is it that God has given me right now that I don't deserve? What do I have? And then just start thanking Him for that. Say, thank you for this, and what else have you given? Oh yeah, thank you for this, and I'm breathing air. You can always do that one, right? Because that's kind of a constant. So there's always like a list of things that you can say thank you for. And you know, my experience this week has been when the Spirit has reminded me to do that, when I'm about to be, you know, I'm complaining, what happens is I don't have any need to go back to the complaining because I'm happy inside and I'm thankful and grateful and I'm overwhelmed by how good my Father has been to me. So when we feel the complaint, just bite our tongues and ask the question, what do I have that I don't deserve? And start saying thank you to our Father. Why don't we stand? We'll pray together, and then we'll sing. Dear God, we thank you so much because you are so very good to us. Thank you for everything you've given to us. And God, this morning, we come before you to confess that we many times, many, many, many times, we don't look at what you've given us. We don't ponder it. We don't think about it. We complain about what we don't have. And we whine and fuss. And as we get older and more mature, we don't do it as much on the outside, but we do it on the inside. And God, we repent of that. We ask, God, that through your Spirit, you would sanctify us, you would cleanse us of that, and you would turn us into people who are thankful. And you would remind us, God, in every moment to just, in our minds, just to start thanking you for what you've given us. And that by doing that, you would transform our hearts and you would fill us with your joy and with your peace, with your thankfulness, and that we would be thankful people who are just always content and happy because we've received so much more than we deserve. We ask, God, that you would transform us in this way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.